opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host. We'd like to thank our sponsors, North State Consultants. You can get a hold of them at 530-221-0101, and consultations are by appointment only. Today is February 9th, 2013. I am Mark Kent, and I am your host. I'm sitting in the studio here with my sister, Linda.
Good morning.
And Bob, our new trusted, and he's not new, but he's kind of new because he's
new for us.
He's new for us. New trusted soundboard operator and all-around great guy. Bob.
Good morning, Mark. And Linda.
Good morning. Good morning.
Very good. We also have Patrick Henry Jones in the studio with us. Not Patrick Henry, because that would be liberty or death thing, but our esteemed city councilman.
Good morning. Thanks good for having morning. Me.
Absolutely. Let's see. Go ahead with your first article here. We want to get right to it because we never have enough time.
Okay. We want to let everybody know out there that a Lake City native is cited for bravery because of his post in Afghanistan. I believe you say his name, Clinton.
Ramashev.
Ramashev. Will be presented the Medal of Honor. And he said, in accepting this medal, I will accept the medal on behalf of all who were there that day and for the mothers who support them.
Very good, very good. Let's see. Our first quote here is, we have plenty of confidence in this country, but we are a little short of good men to place our confidence in. That's Will Roger. Let's go into our Greg Hunter deal before we run out of time for the first break, and then we'll come back with everything we want to talk about.
Hi, I'm Greg Hunter. This is the weekly news wrap-up for Friday, February 8th, 2013. Well, the John Brennan Senate CIA confirmation hearings, he wants the top spot there, he's been nominated by the president, have really exposed a lot of ugly little details that have been going on with the CIA. We all heard about waterboarding, right? The Democrats were up in arms about waterboarding, and they did a special report, confidential report, that basically said waterboarding really didn't bring out any meaningful intelligence. And so I don't see how any Democrat or any Republican squares the use of drone strikes, you know, remote control murder against a terror suspect, especially when it comes to targeting U.S. citizens suspected of helping terror organizations. Now, we definitely killed three American citizens in 2011 in Yemen. One of them was a 16-year-old boy. No charge, no trial, just executed. At least for Americans, you know, this is, completely unconstitutional. It guts the Fourth Amendment, the due process clause of the Fourth Amendment. Now, you know, there was a big memo released, this past week that the White House is defending the use of drone strikes, and it basically says the strikes are legal, ethical, and wise. And I don't think the drone strikes are any of those at all. And it's also basically creating law via a presidential secret memo. What's up with that? Lots of people on both sides of the aisle are questioning the use of drone strikes, particularly against U.S. citizens. Next up, Iran came out and said it's already a nuclear state. Now, mind you, they did not say they were nuclear armed. They said they were a nuclear state. Iran also said it has no intention of attacking Israel. But why did they say this? Is this some sort of a hint, hey, we may have a nuclear weapon, don't attack us? There's no wonder why, Henry Kissinger said that a nuclear crisis with Iran is near. Iran announcing that they are already a nuclear state is not going to settle anything down in the Middle East. The Justice Department is suing S&P for what they say rating mortgage-backed securities that they knew, that the company knew, were not AAA rated. Now, it's hard to believe. Now, they're making this out like it's only S&P is the big villain here, and that the bankers had no idea what was going on. The bankers sold liar loans. They packaged liar loans into securities. They didn't even give, in many cases, the rating agencies the paperwork, according to William Black, professor of economics and law and former regulator, didn't even give them the paperwork to rate it. And then when it all blew up, the banks committed, a forgery and perjury and fraud on the court, which they called robo-signing, because they didn't knew they didn't have the documents. And to scapegoat the S&P, and listen, let me tell you, I don't think the S&P is without sin. But to say that they were the reason, like USA Today is saying, rating agencies basically burned down the economy to escape change, that it's only the rating agencies, that it wasn't the bankers involved in this. There's a report out this week that says, hey, this could sink the S&P. And you know what that means? That means this is a fight to the death. My little prediction, the S&P is going to roll out a bunch of very embarrassing emails sent to the company by the bankers. Now, the Justice Department is, putting out emails, that the bankers sent to S&P saying, hey, what's up? You mean the more we pay you, the better the rating? You can bet S&P is going to be fighting back tooth and nail because, according to one report, this could sink S&P, could put them out of business. And if you may remember, the S&P, or S&P, the rating company, downgraded U.S. debt last year. Is this a warning shot to the S&P not to downgrade again? Is this a warning shot to Moody's and Fitch not to downgrade? I don't know, but I'll tell you one thing. It's serious, and a downgrade would definitely affect interest rates in a negative way. It would jack them up, and the Fed does not want to see that happen. Big report out from CNBC this week saying insiders are dumping stocks. Remember I told you about this? We had the bump, and here comes the dump. Well, my friend Gregory Mannarino at GregoryMannarino.com has been warning about this for weeks, and he just did a video this week about this, and boom, the market sold off yesterday on Thursday. Now, it came back some, but still, hey, listen, according to Mannarino, I talked to him yesterday, he's the former Bear Stearns floor trader, he says that he feels terrible and that the signs look terrible about the economy, that something big is coming, and it's not good. Next up, Bill Gross, PIMCO, he's also saying things aren't so good. You know, on the company website, he wrote, this piece called Credit Supernova. And basically what he's worried about is enormous amounts of money printing by the Fed to buy treasuries and mortgage-backed securities and buy bonds so we can fund everything and prop up the economy. Same thing going on in Europe. Same thing going around globally. Lots of fiat money printing. And you know what he says he tells people to do? He tells them on the company website, once again, to buy gold or to buy things that can't be easily reproduced, such as credit. Is there any wonder why China, it was released this week, reported this week, that once again in 2012, it imported record amounts of gold bullion? One final thing. One of my guests this week, Fabian Calvo, to be on The Economy here, says that, the economy really is an illusion. That the home prices are being propped up, that, the economy is being propped up by all the money printing by the Fed. And you know what happens to illusions, right? They disappear. And in this case, your money will, too, if you're not careful. Thank you very much for supporting USA Watchdog. Thank you for the few of you out there that use the donations button. That money goes directly to the bottom line and helps support this site. That's the way I see it. I'm Greg Hunter. Again, thank you for supporting USAWatchdog.com.
Very good. We like to do that weekly report with Greg because I think he's spot on almost all the stuff he talks about. So with that, I think we'll go to a break and we'll come back with Patrick Jones and we'll talk about guns and other things.
This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Put up a parking lot. pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They pay paradise, put up a parking lot.
Ooh, bah, 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 bah.
Charge the people a dollar and a half just to see them. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They pay paradise, put up a parking lot.
Tune in for Haven Humane Society's Animal Talk the last Thursday of each month from 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR Free Fire Media. A Haven Humane Society staff member will make a guest appearance each month to take questions on air about the pet topic of the month. You'll learn about pet health care, pet adoptions, dog training, volunteering, and much, much more. So be sure and listen for Haven Humane Society's Animal Talk right here on KCNR 1460 on your radio dial.
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is smoked. The best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here in a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50. All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on Airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked. Ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
Three little words that will change your life forever. You have cancer. You also have choices. At Pace Cancer Center, we believe that the battle against cancer can be fought with a positive attitude, care, and excellent medicine. Dr. Pramila Dhanuka is a board-certified oncologist, and she is offering the highest level of care for cancer patients for over 10 years. At Pace, you'll discover why hundreds of local cancer survivors have chosen Pace Cancer Center for treatment. To learn more about your choices available at Pace Cancer Center, call 247-1425.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
We're from North California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. And we can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Yep, you were going to make it. Anyway, we're here in the studio. We have Patrick Jones with us. And where do you want to get started here, Patrick? I mean, there's so much to talk about. It's just ridiculous.
Well, this is the year. You know, and I've told people, being in the gun industry my entire life, in fact, our shop now has been selling firearms in California for 50 years here. And I grew up in this shop. Even from a toddler, I was working at the shop from the age of four on. So I've been there a while. And over the years, we've seen lots of things come forward. But in the last 6 or 7 years, the perfect storm has been brewing. And I've felt and I've told people that it may be 5 years, it might be 10 years, but a day is coming when it's going to test California gun owners. Well, that day is not 5 or 10 years from today. It's 2013, and this will be the year that we test what gun owners are made of. Yep. And we will no longer be free in this state with what they're proposing now. And they have a full court press, and it's now time for all gun owners to be all in, or yep, we will lose.
Absolutely.
And the things they're talking about are going to make criminals out of most law-abiding, good gun owners in California today. It's unacceptable.
Yeah, we've got the 10 new things that they're proposed by Senator Leland Yee of San Francisco and San Mateo County. I also have an article here from the Huffington Post. California gun laws could become the toughest in the nation, and you know they're look like they're running a contest between New York to see who can get the worst gun laws. And so, you know, the 10 proposals, you know, that are on the board here, you know, we could start with regulation on fixed magazines, you know, prohibiting the future sale, purchase, manufacture, importation, or transfer in California of semi-automatic rifles that accept detachable magazines. Now, that in itself is absolutely ridiculous.
Well, and that's been brewing. And obviously they, you know, in California, we've had the assault weapon ban in 1989. We had another assault weapon ban in the year 2000. And each time they learned a little bit more and they got more restrictive as they went. And obviously today in 2013, they're going to become even more restrictive and take even more of your rights, trample more on the Constitution. I don't know if you can trample more, either your living right or you're in violation of the Constitution, which this state obviously has the right to regulate firearms like any other state, but they're pushing it to a level now that will challenge anyone that supports the Constitution, and anyone that's taken an oath to support the Constitution now will be challenged. So those letters that we've seen from our sheriffs, they will be put to the test this year, because those words are not just words. They're going to have to be followed by action.
Absolutely. You know, people have bled for these rights. And let's just hope that that doesn't have to happen again. But at the same time, we got to start standing up. And this is the Senate Democrats in California. And let me get this straight. Okay, we've got a president who is shipping arms to Muslim Brotherhood, giving F-16s to Egypt and all this Middle East all the Middle East countries. It seems like they're getting arms traded over AR-15s, whatever the case may be, or M-16s or whatever they're doing. But we as American citizens are losing our ability to defend ourselves. I mean, the 10-round magazine here, they're talking about, you know, getting rid of the high-capacity magazines, ban possession of large-capacity ammunition over 10 rounds, and they want to make it so that you can only top-feed your gun one bullet at a time.
Well, Mark, you know, millions of California gun owners prior to 1999 had acquired magazines for our firearms. Right. And for many of my guns, the magazine size was 20 rounds. That's what was standard for right. it. And so I acquired as many over time. I didn't think anything about it. They're mine. I own them. I'm a legal law-abiding citizen. Now,
they'll make you a criminal just for having them.
Just for possessing these legally possessed magazines and legally purchased magazines, they're going to make me a felon. And this is unacceptable. I can't live free in a state that essentially is violating the Constitution. And so this will be the test. And it's not just about high cap magazines.
No.
It's not just about banning semi-autos. They're challenging us. They're passing these laws, and these laws will most likely pass these bills. They have a supermajority in both the Senate and the Assembly this year. The perfect storm has arisen. They have a heinous crime in Connecticut that they want to try to push forward and use this momentum. They have a supermajority in both houses. They are going essentially to challenge gun owners to say, we're going to take these rights away from you. What are you going to do about it? And it's going to be incumbent upon all good law-abiding gun owners to come forward and stand up for our rights this year. There's no more time to sit idle by. We've all done that. We're all guilty of that. But this cannot be the year that we do nothing. And they're going to pass these bills. These will become law. They have a supermajority, and they won't even attempt to water them down, Mark.
Wow, you know, and when did this become about gun control as opposed to safety of the children in the schools? Because if you think about it, how many studies have they done that show that banning any of this stuff has no effect on crime? And it actually makes crime worse. Time after time after time after time. So this is not about protecting our children. This is about taking our rights away. And the Second Amendment specifically was put into place to protect us from tyranny in our own government.
Well, and for a long time, what's so sad with all these bills and all these laws, past and current, is that they are directed right to the law-abiding citizen. They don't care about crime.
Right.
They don't care about dealing with mental illness. You know, it's so sad that we are losing our freedoms and we're not dealing with the core issues. And people are upset. There is a problem in the United States. There is a problem in California about criminal activity and mental illness that does need to be addressed. And I actually believe the president for a moment, when he said we should have meaningful discussion on this topic. That was a true statement. Unfortunately, they quickly turned it to the agenda of simply banning guns and disarming good law-abiding citizens instead of dealing with the core issues. And, you know, we all know that the president is, you know, supporting the Second Amendment. He was, recently shown skeet shooting this week.
Yeah, sure.
He had good form.
Good Photoshop, technique.
And I remember as Clinton went out duck hunting once, when he was under, you know, when he attempted to do the crime package in 94. And so he was out there and, you know, and we can see through that. But it's no longer funny any longer.
Right.
This is serious. We're losing our freedoms, and when we lose these, we can't get them back. It's very difficult to get them back. We have to stop this stuff this year. I'm proud to say I'm working hard with Gun Owners of California, Sam and Tim Macy and Julie and everybody down in Sacramento. This is the 38-year-old pro-gun lobby that was started by former Senator H.L. Richardson that fight in the Capitol for our gun rights. We have a banquet coming up this year, and it's quickly filling up. And I think, and I can sense that people here, at least in Northern California, are ready to do something. They know something has to be done, and I feel a sense that they're ready and they're gearing up to help fight the fight of our lives.
Well, you know, what's interesting about this is it'd be one thing if this was, okay, we're talking about this, you know, but look at the backdrop of what we're talking about with this. We're talking about an economic collapse that's been overspending by the Democrats. You know, we've got a banking crisis, an economic crisis. We've got the DHS purchasing just the other day 21.6 million rounds of ammunition on top of what the Social Security Administration has purchased. And then they want to outlaw our ammunition. Do you think that they're thinking there is going to be civil unrest here, you know, while they're purchasing these weapons for, this is Department of Homeland Security here. And but at the same time, they're trying to take all of our ability to get ammunition and and limit our ability to defend ourselves. It's absolutely, you know, when you think about it, this is exactly what the founding fathers were talking about, is when the government starts going bonkers on you, what they want is power. They don't care about the kids out there. They have, this is not about protecting the children, because they're not even bringing into the conversation about beefing up security around the schools.
The one of the two bills that have already been entered, they have one bill in the Senate, one bill in the Assembly now. And one of those bills has to do with ammunition. One has magazines and a variety of other things in it. But can you imagine in California, before you can buy ammunition, and you'll have restrictions as to how much you can buy, but before, you're going to have a background check done.
Yep.
And an ammo permit. And then each cartridge that you buy has to be disclosed with the Department of Justice. So every round that you buy for every gun that you own will be in a database on you in Sacramento. And is that to help you? Oh, is that information going to help you?
That's going
to
stop crime. Yeah. Well, yeah, right. Yeah.
The amount of time, energy, the bureaucracy that grows, is that going to help you as a law-abiding citizen? And will it stop one crime from occurring? Absolutely not.
Exactly.
And this is the direction that we're heading. And of course, to pay for that system, you're going to need that ammo permit renewed every year for a fee. And the fee will grow larger and larger. And then, of course, we've heard about liability insurance. Before you could buy a firearm, you're going to have personal liability insurance set at whatever amount they deem appropriate, and essentially eliminating a good group of, again, law-abiding gun owners from being able to purchase and pricing you right out of the market.
That's really what this is about, is legislating us. This is just a trick to legislate us out of our gun rights without actually banning them outright.
And that is the key. The Supreme Court, unfortunately, has rendered decisions that say that you do have an individual right to keep and bear arms, which is superb. We've been arguing that for a century. However, they've come back at subsequent rulings and said states have the right to regulate. And of course, California today, right now, is going to challenge and push that to the extreme. And And it's just not tolerable. Gun owners in California are not going to be able to stay here. But it's not about running away from this state. That's what they want us to do. They want us, they're challenging us today and saying, you can't be here. You're going to have to leave this state as a gun owner. And this is our state. Right. This is our home. And we will fight this. This is not going to go easy for them. We will put up a fight. We have the Constitution on our side, which is all that we need.
Yeah, you know, and the people who are responsible for this are, you know, we've got Senator Leland Yee in San Francisco, San Mateo. We've got the San Francisco Mayor Ed Lee. We've got Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villagrosa. You know, these guys, have got to get off their communist mark. I mean, I'm starting to get really angry here, so I better watch it.
But Mark, you know, no matter what the name, it could be Yee today. It could be Kevin DeLeon. In the past, it was Scott and Prada, and there were so many of them, but they're cut from the same cloth. They're all communists, worthless pieces of crap that happen to be in the Senate and the Assembly making the laws for the rest of California.
Yeah.
And it's intolerable.
Yep.
It is intolerable, but we have the Constitution, and it's going to be so imperative this year that our sheriffs stand up for that. Now, we've seen these letters. We talked about it during the break, and we've seen these letters come out from 7, 8, 9 sheriffs here in Northern California. We've seen other letters from other states. And the words that are written on those pieces of paper are exactly what needs to be said, and now we're going to have to follow through on them.
Yeah, we want to see. This is going to be a test of everybody and our sheriff here in the Northern California, our sheriff in Shasta County and all the other sheriffs in the other parts of the Northern California state. They're gonna have to put their money where their mouth is here, I think, a little bit as this goes on, because it's one thing to say it. It's another thing to step up to the plate and say, we're done. You guys get out of the county or we'll arrest you or whatever means it takes to get these guys out of here. And I think, our sheriff here in Shasta County, Mr. Basanko, is gonna stand up.
Mark, I believe you're right. And it's important here, this county, Shasta County, with Sheriff Tom Basanko, is going to be the key, I think, for Northern California, because we are the largest county north of Sacramento. Now, it's easier for the smaller counties and those sheriffs to come forward. It will be imperative that our sheriff stands with us. He's written the letter. The letter is A+.
And it's going to be imperative that we back him up. If he's going to put himself out there on the front line, then everybody in this county needs to get behind him and back him up.
You know, and I think the gun owners here will absolutely do that. A reporter called me the other day from San Jose, had been doing some research, and he had noticed that firearm purchases are the highest in Shasta County per capita of any county in California. And he was wondering why, what was in our water, so to speak, up here that would create that. And I tell him it's because I'm a hell of a salesman. Yeah. What are you thinking?
They're pouring freedom in the water. Listen, we got to go to a break here.
Okay, this is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
In wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, leave this one alone. She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
The AMVETS Ladies Auxiliary Post 4 is having a fundraiser for the Wounded Warrior Project, February 16, 2013, at the Senior Citizen Hall, 2290 Benton Drive. No host bar at 5 o'clock, dinner and program at 6. If you would like to sponsor a table or get tickets, please give Linda a call at 221-0101 or Treva Gephardt at 221-7433. You may purchase a ticket for $25 or sponsor a table for $250. February 16th.
Join We the People Radio every Sunday morning with Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan, where we talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Let's roll, America. There's a job to be done.
This two-hour program offers you the opportunity to learn about issues the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites. Go to our website, wethepeopleradio.us, learn about people that are coming on the show, and if you'd like to hear them in person, find a Tea Party meeting near you. You can find that link at wethepeopleradio.us as well.
This Sunday, we welcome back our guest from last Sunday, investigator Dave Hodges of Radio's Common Sense Show. Dave's got plenty more to share with us, focusing this week on the notion that America is broke. That's what the power brokers and globalists would have us believe. Dave says that's nonsense, and he'll prove it on the next We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
You gotta like that. That's pretty smooth stuff there. Listen, I want to read the letter from our sheriff here on the air, and this is dated January of 2013. I am the elected sheriff of Shasta County, California. I have 34 years of progressive law enforcement experience. I have been elected twice by the citizens of Shasta County to serve them as their sheriff. I take my job and oath of office seriously in the protection of our citizens. History of gun control within the United States has demonstrated it's ineffective. The states with the most restrictive gun laws continue to have some of the highest crime rates and gun-related crimes, including California. The recent tragedies have triggered legislative reactions from local to federal levels, creating more useless and ineffective laws which impact and victimize law-abiding citizens and infringe upon our freedoms and our rights, especially the Second Amendment. This is not the answer. Two recent United States Supreme Court decisions, Heller and McDonald, have ruled in favor of the Second Amendment and state that a citizen's lawful right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed upon. Legislators need a comprehensive approach to the root problems such as mental illness, drug addiction, and the criminals themselves. Criminals, by their very nature, will not comply with society's laws. The criminals and their behavior represent a clear and present danger to the safety and security of our citizens and communities. Strict laws, vigorous prosecution, and severe punishment of criminals who possess or use a gun in the commission of a crime have proven effective. Enhancements to improve school safety and security are needed. Additional officers in our schools and communities will protect our citizens and our children and reduce crimes. I strongly oppose any attempts to undermine our constitutional rights or impose unlawful regulations or actions on our citizens. Thomas Ankle, Sheriff Coroner.
Yeah, I mean, it's a phenomenal letter. It's an A-plus letter. You know, and to say on a slightly different note, such a sad note of commentary, our own local newspaper did not criticize Tom's letter, but criticized other sheriffs that had very similar letters for standing up for the Constitution. And again, this was most likely Bruce Ross criticizing sheriffs for fulfilling their oath of office, which they've sworn to do, just right, like I have done at City Hall. And, you know, for Bruce, Bruce is just simply wrong. He doesn't understand. Maybe he needs a course from Tim Pappas on the Constitution.
Maybe. I don't know. Where did he go to school at? I mean, I know if you, I'm not sure if he's Ivy League or what, but
you know, that paper goes out to tens of thousands of people, and he criticizes some of these sheriffs for standing up for the Constitution. These guys are patriots. They're doing their job.
Right.
They're fulfilling their oath. It's so hard to do that. All the things are stacked against them to not do it. They stand up, they write write these letters, and then our very own paper has the audacity to criticize him. And I say, shame on you, Bruce Ross. It's time for Bruce to go. He no longer represents Northern California and Shasta County.
There's no fairness. There's no balance. You know, you go to college these days and turn left. That's how it works, and that's what these guys do. They come out with their ideological utopian arguments about how the world is supposed to be, and there's no facts or reality in it.
Well, Mark, you know, and he'll come out the next day and have a different twist on it, slightly better, to sell more newspapers.
Absolutely. That's all it's about.
That's what it comes down to. Shameful. But I'm very happy with Tom and our sheriff, Tom Pazinko, for standing up, for really taking his oath seriously. And he's mentioned that in there. And he does take his job seriously. And it's time now that gun owners come forward and stand with our sheriffs, because we will be called upon soon. There are people now working in Sacramento, pro-gun people and organizations like GOC, NRA, California Rifle and Pistol, that are formulating plans now that will call upon all gun owners to do and take action shortly. And so I ask people to make sure they join those organizations. Today is the time.
Absolutely. Start getting involved. If you haven't re-upped your lifetime membership with the NRA, or you haven't got a lifetime membership or re-upped your regular membership, then I would very strongly suggest that you do so. Same for the gun owners of California. Get involved. Start supporting these people, because they're supporting you. You know, I just got to say something about Bruce Ross, because it really sticks in my craw. You know, this guy has lied on several of his articles. One of them personally that involved me, saying that, you know, we were in cahoots with Doug LaMalfa on a subject. And, you know, it's absolutely, I didn't even talk to the guy about the subject, you know, and so they, with exactly what they do, they just throw stuff out there to see if they can stir up the pot. And it doesn't matter if it's the truth or not.
Well, and they have, you know, and I've talked to Bruce on this before, and Bruce has personally told me that what does he do for a living, and he sells newspapers. And that's what it comes down to. You can't get the truth out of the newspaper, and that's why I'm so happy to be on shows like yours, Mark and Linda, being able to speak the truth, to get the truth out to the public, to let them know what's really going on. For people that have lived here in this county, in this state, their whole lives, that haven't come from somewhere else bringing their garbage with them and then telling us what we need to do, and telling our sheriffs how to write a letter to defend the Constitution for an oath that they took that Bruce Ross never did.
Right.
And, you know, so, you know, I can beat up on Bruce all day. And,
yeah, I know, me too. We'll move on.
He's got a little bit more ink than I have.
You hit a sore spot.
Yeah, but that's the problem all the way across the board, is the truth. Sure. You know, and that's, you know, what we need to get out there more. And we're thankful for people like you, Patrick, and the ones, our sheriffs, that are trying to stand by the Constitution. And like you guys said earlier, we do need to stand behind them. We have the numbers here in the state and across the nation to turn this.
Well, you know, the thing is that we've got to have a turnover at the next election down in Sacramento, you know, because these guys are just, you know, they think that the 10 platforms of the Communist Manifesto should replace the Constitution, and that's part of the problem.
One of the biggest things coming that has not been talked about yet, but it will come this year, and it will probably pale all these other bills by comparison, and it is full gun registration. And that's coming this year in California. And if you think these other things are scary, take a look at what they're going to do. That every gun that you own, you will have to have a registration card on and carry it when you're in possession of that gun.
Yeah, just like you do.
Just like your automobile.
Right. Or like they have that, my understanding is, like on a 50 caliber submachine gun, for example. Yeah, you have to register that. If you don't have that card on you, you know, you can be arrested on the spot. That's when our sheriff is going to be coming into the play here at this.
In California already, for both assault weapon bans that are currently in effect here in California, when you're in possession of those firearms, you must have your assault weapon registration card on you when you're in possession. Also, with the 50 caliber ban that Arnold Schwarzenegger signed and passed in 2004, you must have your registration on you for that as well. Now, all guns will go to that. And every gun that you own, you'll have to have registration, just like what many European countries have. And then you'll be fee'd, and it could be per gun per year.
Right. Yeah, they'll just phase you out of the market. And also, you're subject to search and seizure rules is the other thing, is that once you have all your gun registered, then the any of these governmental agencies that are going to try to enforce this can show up at your house without a warrant, without a cert, and just search and seize your guns in your house.
On the two assault weapon bans in 89 and 2000, if you read the fine print, the address that you give must be the current and correct address at all times. Law enforcement has the right to come and inspect those firearms at that address in any 24-hour period they deem necessary. Is that how we're going to be free in California? And that's the question coming soon. And they're going to pass it. They have the votes to pass it. And will California gun owners say yes or no and either follow these unconstitutional laws or try to do something about it?
Yeah, I think you're going to run into the old come and take it thing if you're not careful here, which is going to set up a real problem for that. So the law enforcement has got to, like I say, they got to get on one side of this or the other. And in our county, our sheriff, we know where he's standing at this point. So, you know, every time they do this in every other country, what follows is registration and then confiscation.
Absolutely. And what we cannot do is what happened in Australia. And I always recite the story of Mick Dundee, the actual Crocodile Dundee, not Paul Hogan, the actor, but Mick Dundee. When all that was going on, he told authorities, I'm a gun owner. I have guns. I'm not giving them up. Come get them if you think you're big enough. Well, they did. There was a shootout. They killed him and he killed one of them. That is what we can't do.
Right.
We have the Constitution here, which they did not. We have the binding document that gives us full authority to have the individual right to keep and bear arms, period. And united with the numbers of gun owners in California, we can win this. This is not as bad as it could be because we have the Constitution. But it can't be Australia. We cannot let them do this to us and simply do nothing.
Yeah, across the board, that's what it's going to come down to is we got to stop these guys because historically what people don't get is people look to government to solve their problems and historically government is the problem. If you go back and look at as far back as you want to go, who takes your property, who confiscates your land, who taxes you into servitude, who sends you to war, look at Pol Pot. You've got Mao Zedong, you've got Che Guevara, you got Castro, you got Stalin. How many people do we got to cite that once they get the citizenry unarmed, that they go out and they shoot or they kill or they starve or whatever means necessary they determine to get the populace in compliance to obey government at whatever. There's no way you have no ability to fight back.
And we have the solution right at hand. We just have to use it. I mean, our founding fathers were great. They gave us the solution that so that we could solve these kind of problems if they arose.
I think back to Sheriff Richard Mack back in 1994 when he took on the Clinton administration against all odds, and he didn't violate his oath of office. He read the Brady Bill, and he said, it's unconstitutional, and I will not do it, and I will not violate the oath that I took. And he fought that all the way to the United States Supreme Court, and he won. And what did the national media do to him? They called him a radical.
Right.
This guy was a patriot. He did what was right, and they call him a radical. How shameful.
Well, that's what's changed. I'll tell you what's changing the game here is the mainstream media has lost all credibility with almost everyone in the country except the hard left and maybe even the hard right to a degree because they're still watching Fox News and the sun doesn't set on them. But, you know, omission is a lie as well as a distortion of the facts. And so we've discovered that we have to become the media, but the internet is changing the rules to the game because now you can get instant access to information worldwide and it's not controlled by the mainstream media who only at this point goes with whatever the government seems to deem as the politically correct message.
About 10 years ago in the California legislature, they circulated a statement and they asked both assemblymen and senators if they agreed with the statement. And they got about 3 out of 4 to agree with the statement concerning full gun registration, that our police will be more efficient, our streets will be safer, and the world will follow our lead.
Yeah, I think that was Hitler, wasn't it?
Unfortunately, and 3 out of 4 legislatures agreed with that statement. And then as they removed the date and the name of the person that spoke it,
right,
they wanted to to argue the point, but the reality was it was the 1930s and it was Adolf Hitler.
Yeah, absolutely.
And here we are again. We're doing the same thing again. And so if people don't think we can't repeat the mistakes of the past, here we are in California doing exactly what we know is devastating to freedom.
Yep. And listen, we got to go to a break here because we're
okay. If you have any questions for Patrick, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Bought. You know, for years I've tried to stay in shape. Sometimes life gets busy with family, work, activities, so it takes a commitment to take time to work out, and that's a good thing. I know I personally feel so much stronger, clearer, and that I have been good to myself when I do work out. So I go to Adamson's Peak Performance, hands down the gym of choice. The staff of highly skilled trainers approach you like a family. If you suffer from chronic pain or a recent injury, the team at Adamson's will design a program to help you be your best. Go to the experts at Adamson's Peak Performance. Feel safe, informed, fulfilled. It's more than a gym. It's a family. Adamson's Peak Performance also has boot camps. In fact, I'm in one right now. My husband has noticed a difference, and so do I. Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli next to Yak's.
Loaves and Fishes Reading is a nonprofit 501c3 emergency food bank that supplies food to the needy in Shasta County. They're an all-volunteer organization with no paid staff at any level. They appreciate and depend entirely on donations from concerned groups and individuals in the Reading community to keep pace with growing demand. Loaves and Fishes Reading is open every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. They also have a veterans food bank program available. They often serve between 1 and 200 families of varying ages and disabilities in a single week. 100% of your tax-deductible monetary donations go to food and operational purchases. They need your donation to help get through these difficult times. Thank you for your consideration. As always, Loaves and Fishes Reading is grateful for the support and generosity of the community. For information, call 917-3887. That's 917-3887, or visit their website at loavesandfishesreading.com. A reminder from AM 1460 KCNR.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
We're back. We're not going to go too far into Riders on the Storm because
if we do,
we're going to go out and cinch up the pull the cinch tight and get going. We're back here. We're with Patrick Jones, and we're talking about the Second Amendment. And we have Rally on the line, and we want to hurry.
We have Sally on the line.
I'm sorry, we got
we have Rally Sally. Good morning,
Rally Sally. Good morning. And listen, let's get to it because we're running out of time, and we still want to put a plan of action and websites and tell everybody what's going on.
That was my question. What can we do? What's the most effective thing that we can do to make our voices heard? And I'll take my answer off the air. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Sally.
All right. Thank you. That's a great question, because that is what we're going to be asking people to do this year in great numbers, is to come forward. Now, one of the things that I've been doing is, the first thing is, Gun Owners of California, I've been working with them for years. They work tirelessly in Sacramento, a thankless job in the Capitol, lobbying hard for gun owners. And all they do is lobby for gun rights. They are a pro-gun, pro-Second Amendment lobby group. And we got a great opportunity. There's going to be two events in town this year. I'm working with Gun Owners of California in March 23rd. We've got a banquet here in Reading. It's already halfway full, so we don't have that many more tables left, but there's still time to get in. March 23rd. For tickets, you can contact me, Patrick Jones, at Jones's Fort at 222-3223, or Gun Owners of California in Folsom, California, area code 916-984-1400 for tickets. And you can always come into Jones's Fort and get them as well. I encourage you to sponsor a table. You're going to get $500 in raffle tickets as well when you sponsor. Every product that we give away at this banquet, and it'll be a rifle and a live auction, and everything that we have, every gun, every scope, every knife will be made in America. So every product is American made, and every dollar that we make goes to fight our fights in the Capitol to Gun Owners of California to help Sam and Tim and the rest of the crew down there be effective. So that's one thing we can do. At that dinner, Sam will talk about other things that GOC, along with some of the other pro-gun groups like NRA and California Rifle and Pistol, what kind of things that are coming so that we can get active and can get involved. I talk to people on a daily basis about these things. And I remember back in 1982 when the voters put on the ballot a proposition to ban all handgun sales in California in 1982. And I watched a school teacher come forward and help work with us to defeat that. And she did a tremendous amount of work. This was one person by herself, coupled with others coming along, and it proved to me that one person can do an awful lot. Now, we defeated that back in 1982, but this is the fight of our lives. This is everything that we've ever feared coming before us. We must get involved with these organizations. Now, what I like about Gun Owners of California is they've been down in the Capitol for over three decades, almost four decades. They know the system. They know how to fight. But we have to help them do their job. And that's why it's so important to get them funded. And that's what banquets are all about, is raising funds, supporting our rights. And in this case, it's all about the Second Amendment rights. So get a hold of me for the March 23rd GOC. We're going to be having it downtown Reading at the VFW Hall, the Memorial Veterans Hall. It'll be catered by none other than Senior Chief Rob Burrows from Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. We're going to have great food, great prizes, and we're going to raise some money. And that's a start.
Okay, and the website for that is www.gunownersca.com. Again, www.gunownersca.com if you want to get more information about that.
You know, Mark and Linda, we're all busy. You know, we all work and live, and we're always so busy doing all the things that we do. But we're going to have to make a little bit of time to support our Second Amendment rights this year. And I ask people to think about what the world would be like if we didn't have our firearm rights. Would it be worth living in California or anywhere in the United States if we didn't have those firearm rights? How valuable. We haven't been putting the right value on those rights. I can't live in a country or in a state where I don't have freedom with firearms. It's my way of life.
Right.
And that means everything to me, and it means I have to do more. And so I've become chairman here of the Reading chapter of GOC in a very busy time for me. I'm always very busy with council and work and other groups that I work with. But I can't think of a more important group right now to work with.
Well, and you know something, the Second Amendment is what protects all of our other rights. If we lose the Second Amendment, you can count on losing all of the rest of your rights at some point, because that's what happens, is that when government runs the show, you don't have any say in government. And people, oh, that can't happen here. Well, they didn't think it could happen in Germany. They didn't think it could happen in China. They didn't think it had happened in Venezuela. I mean, the real deal is it is happening right now. Look at the backdrop of what's going on out there. Get involved. Get up off the couch and start doing something.
Mark, one of the things that I wanted to end with today is that while I've been so disappointed with the paper speaking the truth and getting good information out, I wanted to thank both of you for what you guys do on the radio here in Northern California. Getting this information out, often it's not coming out any other way. And so these radio programs, conservative news talk, but just speaking the truth. And Sovereign
Appreciate
Minds has
that.
Been doing that. And I know there's a lot of other people out there that don't get a chance to come forward and say thank you for what you do, because it's you are taking that time to do something. And, you know, and look what you've been able to accomplish so far to get the truth out. It's really making a difference. And it should encourage other people that maybe they don't need to be having a news talk show, but they can do things.
Yeah, there's plenty to do out there that they can get plugged into, that's for sure.
We didn't start out because we wanted to be a news talk show.
We just evolved into it.
Like, oh, hey, you want to be a talk show host? Okay.
But you're right, Patrick. It's become so important that that's a priority for all of us to keep our country and our freedoms and our Second Amendment rights.
You know,
that's for sure.
The United States is the greatest civilization the world has ever seen, and it's partially because of freedom.
Yep.
And
freedom.
The fight is right now. It's so much worth it today. Take some time out. Get involved. Help GOC, NRA, do whatever you can. It's right now. Counts.
We want to thank you for showing up
Patrick.
We enjoy it. Every week we run out of time. I got to say, though, you were born an original. Don't die a copy. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It's force. And force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
Kurt Largent is next at KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. The latest power outage numbers from the blizzard in the Northeast. 664,000 homes and businesses in 8 states, with Massachusetts hardest hit. Most of the city of Quincy's knocked out. Connecticut Governor Dan Malloy.
This has been a record-breaking storm with snowfalls reported as great as 38 inches. Right now, our main priority is to clear roads, and we have crews throughout the state working on state roads.
Thousands of airline passengers are trying to get where they're going.
Once the planes start flying,
it's plain mathematics. If there's only X number of seats and there's X plus Y number of people.
Suburban Dallas travel agent Kathy Banks also says it may be too late now, but next time, think about spending the money on travel insurance to take care of those extra nights in the hotel.
You're stranded in a city you can't get in because of a big weather event. That's exactly the kind of thing that travel insurance takes care of.
On the bright side, Banks says the airlines do a much better job these days of keeping their planes out of the storm's path, which means they get